you're a cleaning business owner and want to build a team of reliable, hardworking staff, but are unsure of where these unicorns are at, well, I put together a free course that shows you how to find, hire, and retain these superstar cleaners, plus how to hire virtual assistants. So if that's up your alley, head over to loganscleaningco.com/recruiting course, and you can access the course absolutely free, and there's no opt-in required. So hope you enjoy, and now back to the show.
Window cleaning is very seasonal, can be pressure washing windows in the winter time. So would it be better for him to have his window cleaning business offer home cleaning or start a completely different business that offers home cleaning?
Welcome to the Everything Goes My Way podcast, where I share how to get more clients, increase sales, build a business that runs without you, and the many mistakes I've made on the journey. So hope you get value and subscribe.
He's confused because of Google and people looking him up, which way would be better?
So me and Nick had this conversation. So Katie, let's hear your perspective on it.
What's the name of your window cleaning business?
Excel Home Services.
Yeah, I would say same business, different service.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. If it was like Nick's window cleaning, then maybe, yeah, at least maybe start a DBA under that same LLC, but I would 100% just offer cleaning. I think those are great paired services anyways.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I think the advice that, I think the question was different than we talked about. I think, yes, it stays under the umbrella. Everything goes into the same bank account, everything on the marketing. Like, you just keep things as simple as possible. And just a little context for everybody who's listening is that Nick lives in Idaho and we live in Montana. And so anybody who lives in the South, there's this thing called snow that you may have never seen before, but it sometimes prevents or stops, even halts certain services. Like lawn care, like there's no lawn care from October all the way till, you know, May, right? Window washing, Nick, what is your season for window washing?
Yo, it started in May this year. It was horrible.
Yeah.
May to October.
It's May to October, right? And so what a lot of companies do in areas where it snows is they have different gigs, right? So they'll do snow plowing, for example, is an easy one that most people do, because if you can't cut grass, well, you can do snow. And another one that people do is they hang Christmas lights, right? And so that's what Nick and I talked about a little bit. And instead of doing Christmas lights or doing any sort of snow services, use residential cleaning as your side hustle. Do that for the September to May season and use it as an opportunity to potentially turn it into your main hustle, right? So use that as the core, and then the window washing can potentially be the side hustle, right? Depending, again, like I have no experience in running a window cleaning business, so I'm not exactly sure how much carryover there is, if you can use the same technicians, but you can probably use the same office staff, you can use the same salesperson potentially, right? CRMs, again, like these are things you have to figure out yourself, but to me, the reason why I like the cleaning business so much is because of the recurring model, because of the consistency. And so I would never, that's why I would never probably choose a seasonal type business, because I don't like the inconsistencies. Again, that's just from my, like what I seek in business is consistency. So I would eventually try to make something, the consistent thing, the main thing.
And then just piggybacking on that as a question too. So, like for Google purposes, right? Like people look up Excel Home Services, and I used the booking funnel that you taught us, like for my window cleaning business. So if I have like, I pair two services together, like how should the funnel look like type thing?
Yeah. So
you like offer both services like on the same page or whatever, and then you can just, you know, choose whatever you want.
Yeah. Are you here for window washing or here for cleaning services? And they click the button and it takes them to where they need to go.
Yeah. Sweet.
Yeah. Super simple. It's awesome. Yeah. Again, Nick's one of those hyper executors, those implementers, those winners. Like he got into the masterclass and again, doesn't even have a registered cleaning business. And like he posts in there all the time. So thank you, Nick, for being active in there, but also like crushing it and doing cool things, inspiring other people. It's awesome to see.
Yeah, love implementation. Yeah. All right, we got a sales question, Logan.
Winners Jose is wondering. Jose's a stud too. What's up, Jose?
when you are speaking with, he calls it a red personality client, and they just want you to give them a price, he usually tells them, in order to help you best, I need to ask a few questions. How do you handle that when they just keep trying to rush you?